that we are latecomers, and that the natural world, actually, by and large, would do much better if you weren't there at all. So at least it's a lesson for us to be modest in our demands, and much more undemanding, much than we have been.
The Year Earth Changed is David Attenborough's new Apple TV documentary, which looks at the impact of the pandemic on the climate. Let's get a bit more on this from Professor Andrew Shepherd, who is from the University of Leeds and appeared in the 2019 Attenborough documentary, Climate Change, The Facts. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
How much impact has the pandemic had on climate change?
Well, I mean, it's had impacts in different ways. The headline figure is that the whole year didn't see a very large reduction in CO2 emissions, about 4% for the whole year. But during the months of lockdown, it was much, much higher. So in some of the months, early in March and April, the reduction was about 20%. So there was definitely a significant impact at the height. But for the year as a whole, only about 4%.
This isn't a very scientific question, so you're going to have to forgive me, but how much is climate changing? Can you put it into words, perhaps, for people who perhaps don't go into figures too much, but could maybe see what's around them?
Yeah, sure. The temperature is rising, and we think the best estimate of warming for the past century during the industrial period is about 1.2 degrees centigrade, and that has impacts on our day-to-day lives in ways that people might not think about. It does change how vigorous the weather patterns are. I think most people notice that weather has become a bit more extreme, and that's just as a consequence that there's more energy in the atmosphere. 1 degree centigrade might not seem a lot to people, but it's enough to disturb the atmosphere, and it's enough to melt a lot of ice. Ice is a wonderful thing. And it's really finely balanced on our planet. That's one of the things that makes Earth so unique. We have water in liquid, gas and solid phase around the planet. But when the ice melts, it causes our sea levels to rise. And we see that around the planet as well.
What can people do? If someone sat listening to this, having the breakfast or in the car on the way to work, just thinking, well, what can I do? What really can I do to make a difference? What would you say to them?
It's a really useful question, because it was one that was originally invented by the oil industry, the first people to invent the concept of a personal carbon budget were the oil industry, and they did that on purpose to displace responsibility to individuals. What we actually want is our governments to solve the energy crisis for us, and so that we can carry on our day-to-day lives, knowing that we're using clean energy. That's what we really want. So the idea that everybody has to make a change individually is just a decentralized version of society. And actually, we want governments to do it for us. That's why we elect politicians. So the first thing anyone can do is vote for politicians that will take this responsibility off our shoulders. That's really what I think everybody wants.
Will we see a change then because of one of the largest countries in the world, the United States of America, replacing someone who was a climate change skeptic in Donald Trump with someone in Joe Biden who seems to be very much more into green issues?
Yeah, I mean, it's been remarkable, hasn't it, how little we've heard about America in the UK since the transition. And that's in large part due to the press. They shouldn't have been reporting a noisy president just because he's noisy. He really realized, Donald Trump, that he could capture people's attention by saying irritating things that didn't mean anything and have consequences. America hasn't changed a great deal during the transition in the background, but the perception of its attitude to the rest of the world has definitely changed. Joe Biden's invested just in this last month an extra $500 billion into science, which is incredible, really, and I think it's a really bold statement for their country, and I think that they'll move to a position over the next few years as leading on climate issues, which will be absolutely fantastic.
Professor Andrew Shepherd from the University of Leeds, thank you for being with us this morning. In The Year Earth Changed is David Attenborough's new Apple TV documentary, which looks at the impact of the pandemic on the climate. Let's start with that accident then. Wakefield Road remains partially blocked near the cemetery in Earls Heaton. That's just Dewsbury, outskirts of Dewsbury, isn't it? So Wakefield Road.